on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police are investigating multiple fraud cases after several holidaymakers reported having been scammed while trying to book accommodation at a property on the Dolphin Coast. But the owners of the accommodation in question say they too have fallen prey to the scam. Newswatch's Lorne Hendricks has the story.
The group of holidaymakers say they have lost thousands of rands after booking to stay at the self-catering units in Balito. One Durban resident says he paid over 5,000 rand in March last year and arrived at the property to find it was already been rented long-term. He says he later discovered that the person who handled his booking was not affiliated with the accommodation. He opened a case at Greenwood Park SAPS. Hilton police have also confirmed a case was opened with them by Michelle Wickstrom. The 58-year-old says she was defrauded of 15,000 rand after booking the same accommodation online just over 2 weeks ago.
I'd love my money back, but I also want people to be aware of what's going on, because everybody knows you get scammed on Facebook, but you're going onto reputable sites with all these raving reviews about this holiday accommodation and you can't trust it.
The owners of the holiday property have responded to Newswatch's query, saying their booking email address was hacked and their banking details changed to divert payments. They say they are aware of two families that were affected, adding they honored one booking at their own cost. The owners say they have reported the matter to police and their bank. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
There's an investigation into the cause of an accident that claimed the lives of four people on the south coast. Two cars collided with a buggy on the R61 near Shelly Beach earlier today. Craig Buerta from KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service says the road had to be shut while a medical chopper airlifted some of the injured to hospital.
It involved the buggy towing a trailer laden with potatoes and two other vehicles. The collision resulted in further two critical injuries and of two patients who had sustained serious injuries. KwaZulu Private Ambulance Services paramedics provided immediate on-scene medical care.
And a humanitarian organization has warned the impact of U.S. aid cuts has already taken a toll in South Sudan. Action Against Hunger says children in the East African country are already dying. South Sudan is heavily dependent on international aid despite its oil wealth. It is among the countries facing shortfalls following U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to slash funding for the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, which had provided over 40% of global humanitarian aid. Today, the Lancet Journal projected that the cuts to USAID could lead to more than 14 million deaths by 2030, including over 4.5 million children under the age of five. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 26.
Here's what's coming up in your Sport. Sharks flanker Vincent Chituka will make his test debut for South Africa against Italy this weekend. Coben Bosch registers his first test 5-wicket haul as South Africa claims a win against Zimbabwe in their first test. And the PSL season begins with the MTN 8 on the 1st of August.